This is the RightsCast Network at rightscast.net.
Empathy, Imminent Dawn, a novel by R.R. Campbell. Coming January 2019 from Nine Star Press. For more, visit empathynovel.com.
All right, so your book is getting published. Congratulations. Now comes the fun part, the marketing and publicity stage where you'll, among many other things, decide whether to have a book launch party, including where you should host it, what you should do to prepare, and how to ensure your book's big celebration goes off without a hitch. Hey there, I'm R.R. Campbell, and welcome to episode 48 of your listener-supported R.R. Campbell RightsCast here on the RightsCast Network. Fresh off the heels of hosting my own launch party for my debut novel, Accounting for It All, in this episode we'll take a look at what I learned from that process, as well as what I've heard has worked for others, all in the interest of helping you plan the best book launch party you can for your own book baby. Before we get into that topic, however, I'd like to take a moment to look back on the RightsCast Network's 2018 and say thank you to everyone who helped make it another successful year, which, of course, includes you listeners, our RightsCast Network patrons, and our guests. Over the course of 2018, we released 31 episodes of programming across all three of our shows, two of which became regular or semi-regular programs, the Novel Approaches and Biblio Breakdown podcasts. It's been a thrill to add these to our lineup, and I'm looking forward to expanding both in 2019. Also looking forward to the new year, I'm in search of guests. If you have a suggestion for a topic or would like to be featured on an episode of the R.R. Campbell RightsCast, let me know by contacting me at rightscast@gmail.com. That's rightscast@gmail.com. Thanks again to everyone for a wonderful 2018 and second year of the RightsCast Network. Here's to many more. With that addressed, let's get into this episode's topic, book launch parties. The first question we're out to answer today is whether an author should consider hosting a book launch party at all. There are, in my view, more reasons to have one than not, so let's start by exploring those. First and foremost, it's worth having a book launch party to, well, celebrate. A party will give you an opportunity to honor the hard work you put into writing the book, as well as how far you've come as a writer over the course of your journey to publication. And, believe it or not, people will want to celebrate with you too, and a book launch party provides a forum for celebration for you and your readers or readers-to-be. Beyond all of this, a book launch party is a great way to raise awareness about your book and its publication. By creating an event and opening it to the public, the promotion you put into the party through your email list, your Facebook invites, your Twitter posts, and your Instagram stories will get your book back at the forefront of prospective readers' minds more often whether they're able to attend the book launch or not. Not only that, but this increased awareness for your book launch has a multiplier effect. Think about it. You can share updates with your followers every step of the way, from the moment you book your space to the arrival of the books you'll have available to sign to the second you select the snippets you'll be reading at the event. Once the book launch is concluded, you can also put together thank you posts for those who attended and get those up on social media as well. And this multiplier effect will exist in the real world, too. Word of mouth is, at least in my experience so far, the greatest way to drum up awareness about and support for your book and its launch party. And once everyone who's attended your event has had an opportunity to make posts of their own about it or share with their friends and family what a great time they had while attending, you'll be able to bring in even more people for your next launch party while also boosting sales for your current release. Phew! Are you convinced to have a book launch party yet? I sure hope so, because next we're talking where to host your party. Come on, RR, you might be thinking, obviously I'm going to host my book launch party at a bookstore. I thought the same thing when I first started planning my book launch party for Accounting for It All, but after chatting with Roseanne Cheng, marketing director for Wise Inc. Creative Publishing, I became convinced it'd be far more prudent to host my book launch someplace else before having a book signing or reading at a bookstore or library later. Why? Well, first and foremost, when hosting your launch at a bookstore especially, the bookstore will likely be after a cut of whatever sales you make over the course of the party. There's absolutely nothing wrong with supporting your local bookseller, and we should as much as possible, of course, but the folks who are attending our book launch parties are likely guaranteed sales from friends and family, so why surrender a percentage of that hard-earned, guaranteed cash? For example, my local Barnes & Noble was looking for a 40, that's 40% commission on all book sales for an upcoming event, which had me noping out of that event faster than you can say, nope. Aside from that, bookstores might have a hard time supporting your book launch party if your book is to be released during the holiday season, as was the case with Accounting for It All. Once we're through the holidays, I plan on regrouping with my local indie bookseller to host an event at their location, but given how high foot traffic can be at this time of year and how thinly stretched personnel and floor space can become, it's tough for many stores to host events, or, if they can, to host them at hours that would be ideal to maximize the number of attendees at your book launch. Besides the aforementioned, it's worth hosting your book launch outside of a bookstore, as this will give you more latitude to host it somewhere that will complement the content of your books. For example, does your book take place on a farm? See if there's a venue in your community that offers a rural, rustic-feeling vibe at a price that's in your budget. Is your book about a professor, teacher, or other educator? It's worth investigating whether a local community college, university, or school might be willing to host your event. Or, if going that hard on driving home your book setting isn't your thing, you can always just host your event at a bar, cafe, or, depending how intimate you want to get, your home. Personally, I was able to work with a bar that has a vibe that felt about right for Accounting for It All. They were kind enough to open at 1 p.m. instead of their usual 4, and the first 3 hours they were open were dedicated specifically to my book launch party. How cool is that? Now at this juncture, we know we're having a party, and after we follow up with some of the locations we've had in mind, we know where it'll be, but what are we supposed to do at these things? Isn't it enough that we got a book published? Can't we just chill at this point? Honestly, yes, you could. One thing it's important to remember is that you wrote a book. Not only have you written a book, but that book has been published. That's a big deal, especially to people like your friends and family who might not always be surrounded by other people in the writing community who are doing or trying to do the same thing. That you've achieved these milestones is really enough to get people to come out, nab a copy of your book, and generally hang out and show their support. But, of course, there's so much more we can do to make our book launches memorable events that will create buzz and have your guests coming back for your next party too. The point I'm trying to make is this. Just remember that if any of this feels overwhelming, you wrote a book and was once kind of said in a Saturday Night Live skit from however many years back, your book is good enough, strong enough, and gosh darn it, people will like it. But here's a sample of what I did at or brought to my book launch party to really add some flourish or to reinforce the everybody have a good time and come enjoy this book vibe I was hoping would stick with people long after the event concluded. The first thing it's worth bringing is book-related swag. And, you know, some books, of course. Aside from the books themselves, you'll want to have some business cards printed, assuming you don't have any already, along with bookmarks in the very least. Bonus points if you want to have stickers available, and double bonus if you get a poster-sized printout of your book's cover. But why get something like that? Well, first of all, it'll increase recognition and, if your event is public, provide some insight to passersby or other folks in your venue about what the hubbub is all about. Having a poster-sized book cover will also give your guests and you an opportunity to snap photos near it, which will make for some fantastic signal boosting if you encourage your party's guests to post the pictures online using your book's hashtag or tagging your author accounts on social media. It also creates a rallying point near which you might actually have your books for sale. It's kind of the anchor that says, hey, the action's over here. And on the point of book sales, I strongly suggest you appoint a friend or family member to manage that for your event. If you're trying to mingle among the crowd and relax prior to doing any readings, that'll be encumbered if you're stuck doling out books and taking payment for them, and you certainly want to make sure someone is at the book's point of sale at all times to avoid missing any opportunities to get books in people's hands. Another additional piece of, and I'm putting this in quotes here, swag, is to make sure that you have a quarter page printout available that you can slip into every copy of the book you have available for sale. On this quarter page insert, you can provide your list of the best ways your party's guests can support you and other authors before, during, and after they've finished reading your book. On the quarter sheet I included in each copy of Accounting for It All, for example, I encourage guests to do the following. 1. Leave a review. When mentioning reviews, I let guests know reviews on Goodreads and Amazon help increase visibility. 2. Tell your friends and family. I ask guests that if they knew someone they thought might like the book, that they let the person know. I also took this opportunity to let party guests know about the other authors in attendance, of which there were about a half dozen at my book launch. This was a great way to let those who aren't in the writing community know that there are more of us authors around than they might realize. This shout-out was unexpected and seemingly well-received by the other authors in attendance as well, which helped reinforce the notion that we're all in this together and can support one another and one another's readers. The third thing I mentioned on that quarter-page insert was to encourage people to request the book at bookstores and libraries in order to support local businesses and the community at large, as well as local authors like myself and those who were also in attendance. Social media. The fourth thing I asked party guests to consider was to use the book's hashtag on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And, much to my joy, I returned home after my book launch party to find some friends and family had done just that, tagging hashtag accounting for it all and my author accounts in their posts. Fifth, I asked people to share the book's website at accountingforitall.com, where I created pages specifically about the book and the research that went into it. If you don't have a book-specific website, this might be a good time to get folks to head to your author page or ask them to sign up for your newsletter. Aside from including this information on those quarter-page inserts, I also made sure to mention these five things between readings as to really reinforce the importance of that message. But turning back to swag, beyond all those items and ideas, you might think again about your book's themes to come up with some unique mementos. Is there a recurring item or image it might be worth incorporating into some less traditional swag? Get creative if you can. The more unusual and standout, the more likely your guests are to engage with it and grab something as an additional souvenir of their time at your book launch. Alright, so that covers us for swag, but what about, gasp, the dreaded readings? It might be nerve-wracking to do these if you're not especially comfortable in front of a crowd, but there are ways to mitigate that nervousness while also ensuring you pick a selection or selections from your book to stimulate and maintain listeners' interest throughout. First of all, I encourage you to pick something short, sweet, and riveting, and make sure that you practice that selection in advance. And when making a selection or selections, avoid spoilers or try to build in a cliffhanger of some kind. And keep in mind, there's no need to read or to reach a full chapter or give away a major plot point. The idea here is to leave people wanting more or excited to dive into the book once they're home. I'd also encourage you to select a couple readings if you can, and, in between them, open the floor for questions from the audience about the readings themselves, your writing process, the research that went into writing the book, etc. Feel free to encourage party guests to pursue these lines of questioning by mentioning them specifically and seeing what they come up with from there. While the Q&A session is going on, this is also a great opportunity to pass around a newsletter sign-up sheet where people can sign up for your newsletter in exchange for an entry in a raffle you might hold once the readings and Q&A are over. Phew! So we've got our place picked, our reading selected, and prompts for an author Q&A created. Is there anything else we might consider building into our book launch party? Well, one extra thing I did was choose to promote another upcoming release, in this case, my sci-fi debut, Empathy, Imminent Dawn. Prior to the event, I put together a short, 30-second book trailer that was designed to establish mood and get some buzz created for what readers would have to look forward to from my next book. I then played this trailer in a series of screenings on a TV in one of the bar's more secluded areas, away from the music and general hubbub of the party winding down. Ultimately, revealing this trailer at the end of the party gave attendees something to talk about and keep fresh in their minds as they returned home. Of course, if you don't think doing a book trailer is for you, then maybe it's a matter of reading a selection from your upcoming release, or doing a cover reveal for it, or whatever else might work out in terms of timing for you. There are plenty of ways to use book launch parties not only to drum up readership and support for your current release, but for those future ones too, so make sure you take advantage. Now, all of this might seem daunting, but it's important to keep in mind you can spread out a lot of the planning over the course of months. Doing so will take a lot of pressure off of you in the days leading up to the book's release and the book's launch party, and it will also help you feel more relaxed going into the event itself. And then, when the day comes, you might understandably be a bit nervous. It's your book's big day, after all, and you want to make sure things go swimmingly. It's worth keeping in mind, though, that, again, people are just going to be ecstatic to even know a published author, and knowing you'll be hosting a get-together to celebrate is a feat they'll appreciate perhaps more than you realize at first. Personally, I found one thing that helped me relax into the event was to go with the flow, so to speak, and not overly structure the time or feel like I had to keep to a hard and fast itinerary. I made sure to personally take time to greet and chat with everyone who made it as they arrived, and then, once everyone was settled in and the foot traffic kind of died down, I gave everyone another 15 minutes or so to get comfortable with their drinks and snacks before I got rolling with the readings. This seemed to work well for me, but based on your plans and guests, you might find a different time frame works for you. The important thing is to do what will make you and your guests most comfortable, and that can be tough to gauge until you're in the moment, so give yourself permission to be flexible. Then it's simply a matter of celebrating your hard work with the people who've made it out to your party. Once you've reached this stage, you can say you did it. You planned and carried out an awesome book launch party. But what now? Well, take some time to rest. I know I was completely exhausted the rest of the day after the event concluded, so I took time to do a whole lot of nothing afterward. The next day, though, I made sure to email those who made it out and signed up for my newsletter to say thank you for coming, and also posted on all of my social media accounts to express my gratitude and share my glee for how well the event went. I also put together a blog post with some of my favorite photos, which was another way to say thanks and let those who couldn't make it know what they missed. As I said before, all of this might feel daunting, but it's important to keep in mind you can pick and choose as much of this as you'd like and make it work for you, and also you can give yourself as much time as you feel you might need to tackle all of this over the course of months. And if you have any questions, comments, or thoughts on all of this, please feel free to email me at either writescast@gmail.com or rrcampbellwrites@gmail.com. You can also holler at me on Twitter at writescast or at @IamRRCampbell. Thanks for listening. For more writerly podcast content like this, you can visit writescast.net. I also owe expressions of thanks to the WritesCast Network's patrons at patreon.com/writescast. WritesCast Network patrons get access to all sorts of writerly goodies, including WritesCast swag, votes in the annual WritesCast Awards, and at the higher levels of support, like Wise mentor Kristen Oakley, partial manuscript critiques. To learn more about these goodies and how you can cash in on them, visit patreon.com/writescast today and make your pledge of $1, $2, or $3 per episode. Again, that's patreon.com/writescast. That's all for the WritesCast Network in 2018. Thanks for being part of this journey. I'm looking forward to 2019 when we'll be back in action and better than ever with our first episode of the new year on January 4th, 2019. Until next time, this is R.R. Campbell signing off. Happy New Year. Now write on and write well. This is the WritesCast Network at writescast.net.